Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, let's talk a little Gamecocks. Why don't we on this Tolo Tuesday edition of the show. So good to be with you. I'm Cole Bryce and Diesel out today on vacation. He will be back tomorrow every single Tuesday during football season. At this time, we're joined by Jack Veltri of Gamecock Central. Jack, how the heck are you, man? As always, appreciate you hopping on with us.
Nah, man. Appreciate you having me on, and happy to be here talking with you again, Cole.
And you haven't been fired, unlike Mike Shula, who was fired over the weekend, starting with that, trying to make light of the situation because it's been a tough year in Columbia. Your reaction, Jack, to the news that Mike Shula was not going to make it through the entire 2025 season?
It was about time, I would say. And then, my stance on it is Beamer had to make this move. I mean, 10-game sample size just was not good enough. But in my opinion, I think this was just made too little too late. I think this probably should have been made after probably the LSU game, along with Lonnie Teasley. For whatever reason, I just don't know why that wasn't the case. But here we are now with 3 games left to go, and you're 3-6 on the year, and I just don't know why it took until now, but here we are.
Jack, I want to go back in time to the bowl game. One of our listeners brought this up yesterday, and I talked about it for a good while. You know, when the bowl game happened, South Carolina lost. They didn't look great offensively. They didn't look, it just didn't look like the same Lenora Sellers, right? There were Gamecock fans who complained about it. I said, hey, give the guy, talking about Mike Shula, give the guy the benefit of the doubt. It's one game. He literally has been the play caller for like 2 total weeks preparing for the bowl. Maybe yesterday, I don't know if the Tolos wrote it down because, you know, they'll tell you. I don't say this often, but I might have been wrong when it comes to the bowl game. Do you feel like that early sign should have been alarming? And maybe Shane Beamer, I know you can't fire a guy right after you hire him as the OC, but do you feel like that bowl game, now that you look back, was more telling than we initially thought it was?
Well, it definitely was telling, but and you mentioned it. I think, honestly, what they probably could have and should have done in that situation was, yes, like, I know hiring Mike Shula was the obvious choice, but I think maybe they would have been better off to wait and see how the bowl game played out, let him be the interim, and if it goes well, then he's your OC moving forward. If not, then I think you just go out there and see what else is out there. I think that was the biggest mistake. Now, to be fair, they had 390 yards of offense in that game and only scored 17 points, so I think you probably would have brought him on either way, but still, I just, you know, I don't think we could have known in that case what it was going to be, but there were some signs in that game where it's like, oh, Lenora Sellers isn't really playing like the Lenora Sellers we just saw against Clemson or any other point in November, or the offense just wasn't operating the same. But It was one game at the time, and now we've seen that it's turned into 10 games of kind of the same thing.
So now that Mike Shula is no longer the offensive coordinator, Jack, do you believe what I said a couple of days ago to be true, that this is now Shane Beamer's biggest decision, biggest hire? I don't want to say the final straw, but the reality is if he hires an OC and it flops again, it could be Beamer who gets the axe. Do you feel like this is now the biggest and most important decision Beamer's ever made when it comes to the hiring of the next offensive coordinator?
I would say probably is, Cole. I mean, this would be his fourth offensive coordinator hiring heading into his sixth season as head coach, assuming he still gets there next year. It really is going to be a big one because, look, you've made a few in-season changes now. You fired your offensive line coach. You fired your offensive coordinator in season. I mean, at some point, the responsibility falls on his shoulders, which it does in all respects anyway. But,
yeah. You
know, at some point when you're looking to make changes, if it's not going well, the head coach is going to be the reciprocate of what's going on. So we will see what happens going into next year, but Cole, my thought on is if things are going about the same as they are right now, going into next season and midway through the year, I just can't see a way in which Shane survives this. Mm. But, I mean, it really will depend on how this offensive coordinator hiring goes.
Who do you think's, like, I'm not asking for a specific name, but, like, when you look at Lenora Sellers, you don't know if Lenora Sellers is going to be your quarterback. You don't know if Cutter Woods is your guy next year. The quarterback position is uncertain as of today, and Beamer talked about that. I believe he was asked about that in the last time he spoke to the media. So when you talk about bringing a guy in, there's uncertainty around not only him, but the quarterback, the most important position on offense. What do you think Shane Beamer now looks for in the next OC?
Well, he kind of talked about it a little bit the other day, Cole, when we spoke to him on Sunday. Was he's looking for somebody to take the next step with this offense and help develop the quarterback room. It's a little vague, but he didn't want to get into too much detail of what exactly he's looking for. But, I mean, if you're asking me what this next coordinator needs to do with this offense, it's, number one, run an offense that's more catered to the college game.
Yeah.
This whole pro-style offense thing that South Carolina has been running this year just has not worked. This is not the type of offense you run with a quarterback like Lenora Sellers. Now, if you want to say it's getting him ready for the NFL, great. Well, it's probably actually helped him regress a good bit and probably fallen a little bit on some mock draft boards, I would imagine. Though I'm sure Lenora is still a first-round pick. He's probably fallen from a high first-round pick to a low first-round pick. So it's just the offense has been really, really bad this year. And so I think you just got to go away from what you tried to do this year and run an offense that is entirely different, more so catered to the college game, something similar to what we kind of saw last year with Dow Loggins and how much more successful a guy like Lenora Sellers was in his offense.
Do you believe, Jack, and I think we've asked you this before, but do you believe as of today, the fourth day of November, Lenora will be back next year?
It's a tough question to answer. I would say right now, put me on the spot like you just did, Cole. I'm going to say he's not back next year. I think he's still a first-round pick, in my opinion. We know how much money first-round picks make. We know that's not always guaranteed you're going to be a first-round pick. And I say that because I feel like Lenoris's stock is lower than last year. Because if he were draft eligible last year, we know he would have been gone. He would have been a high first-round pick. I think he's still going to be one heading into the 2026 draft. But if he were to come back and kind of have the same results as he did this year, I think that would probably definitely drop his stock a good bit into the mid or late rounds. And I mean, if you're Lenoris and you see that you're probably going to be a first-round pick this year and you just don't know who the offensive coordinator at South Carolina is going to be and what that may look like, I think you take the money while it's there and go.
Yeah, I think I'm with you if I had to say right now. We're joined by Jack Veltri, Gamecock Central. Gamecock fans, if you have a question for Jack, send it in on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hub City Spartanburgers text line 844-326-3663. Also, you can send it in on the stream where you can watch the show live on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. What was your biggest takeaway, Jack, from the teleconference with Shane Beamer Sunday?
Most of the talk was about Shula, so I guess I'll kind of stick there. You know, I'll say one thing. I think a lot of fans are kind of like skeptical or more so like wondering how much say does a guy like Jeremiah Donati have in this, with all the changes being made? How much is this Shane Beamer making these decisions? The donors, I mean, what does this all kind of look like? And I kind of asked Shane straight up, you know, when you fired Mike Shula, was this your decision? Was this a Jeremiah Donati decision? How much say did he kind of have in this? Or was it something mutual? And his response was interesting. It was pretty much the fact that he said, quote, it was my decision. It was 100% my decision, 1,000,000,000% my decision. So I think, you know, take it from the horse's mouth of what he said there, in that this was Beamer's decision to fire Mike Shula, as it was with Lonnie Teasley. But, you know, it's interesting because Shane's never fired a coach in season before this year. Yep. And now he's already fired two coaches midseason. I think it just shows that there's pressure to win, and you're not going to be much better if you don't make changes. Like, you have to make changes and adjust if you're trying to win games. I think there's a little bit of pressure to do that right now.
Jack, what do you make of the new guys calling the offense now that Mike Shula has been let go? We know that Mike Furry and Sean Elliott will be leading the offense. What do you expect that to look like? What did Shane Beamer say about that? And do you expect it to look drastically different down the stretch?
Well, let me clarify. Shane didn't say specifically who's going to be calling plays.
Okay.
I think there is those rumors going around about Sean Elliott and Mike Furry calling the offense, but that has not been confirmed yet. And we'll hopefully hear that here from Shane, who's calling plays when we talk to him next Tuesday in media availability after the bye week. But no, I mean, that would make sense if those two were calling plays. Also, don't forget Mark Blackwell, the running back coach for South Carolina, has called plays before as well. So I think what they're going to end up doing with this, I'm not sure. But Shane did say it's going to be somewhat of, the whole collective group effort with the offensive staff calling plays. Now, do I expect it to be much different than what they've got going on right now? I don't know, because you can't really install a whole new offense at this point in the year with three games to go and a week before you get ready for your next game. I mean, that's impossible in my opinion. What I will say is, though, I think what can change is maybe adding a few new wrinkles into the offense, not an overhaul, but just adding some other things that maybe you did last year that worked so well with Lenoris. Maybe try to run more of that. But also maybe the timing of when you call plays in certain moments. Maybe Mike Shula called this play on third down, and now you're calling this other play on third down, and it works. Like, things like that can make a big difference, I think, in the offense. I don't think you really, if you can't make a full overhaul scheme adjustment to what you're calling, you might as well try to just see and tweak different things to try and get better results.
And do you expect that to look drastically different? I mean, you talk about having a guy like Lenora's, putting him in a, you know, in a pro-style offense with Mike Shula. I mean, if you're a Gamecock fan, what do you expect in these last few games? Do you think it's going to be backyard ball, more what we saw against Clemson last year? I mean, what should Gamecock fans, in your mind, realistically expect with this change at OC?
I think the offense is just kind of what it is at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to call the task of going into Texas A&M and trying to win that game. I mean, Cole, South Carolina needs to win these next three games to become bowl eligible. I mean, that's a tall task for this program. And, you know, Texas A&M is really, really good this season. So I can't say I would expect too much. I mean, the offense just hasn't proven to us at any point this season that they're going to magically get it together. I mean, just because they made a change does not mean everything is suddenly going to become peachy and rosy. I mean, you fired the coordinator. That's fine. But you're doing it with three games left in the year, and I just simply can't expect them to make a complete overhaul to the scheme that they're currently running.
And to be clear, you don't think a bowl game's happening, right?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it'd be crazy to say they're going to go into Kyle Field, even if it's at 12 p.m. Eastern time. I mean, that place is rocking, Cole, as usual at Kyle Field. South Carolina's never won there before. And Texas A&M, I wasn't high on them going into the year. They are a very, very good college football team this season.
And then, Jack, looking back last week before we completely turned the page, what do you think was the biggest thing that went wrong against Ole Miss?
Lenora Sellers didn't play well enough. It's plain and simple. I mean, you talk about he gives you the best chance to win a football game week in and week out. Well, if he doesn't play great, he also gives you the least chance to win a game week in and week out. I mean, he's a very good player, but some of the passes that he missed on, it was just open targets that you would expect him to make these throws and hit them because he's got a good arm. But he just did not make the throws that he needed to consistently enough, and that hurt South Carolina a lot in the end. He was just not very good on Saturday.
Yeah, I think I would agree with you there. And then the last question before I let you run, Jack, when you look at the entirety of the season – with the firing of Lonnie Teasley, the firing of Mike Shula, is this, and this is the toughest question I think I'm going to ask you, is the 2025 season ultimately the start of, I don't want to say the beginning of the end, but when you look at Shane Beamer, if he were to no longer be the head coach of this program, you know, fast forward a year or two, do you think it's in large part due to what happened in 2025?
Well, let's say hypothetically he were to get fired in a year or two. Mm-hmm. I would say yes. I would say this was the catalyst that started that. Now, do I think that's going to happen? I still think Shane's the guy for the job. I mean, even with how bad this season's been, I think we see that how much of this season has been a failure is because of the offense and the play calling and everything that went wrong on the offensive line this year with injuries and other factors, with giving up sacks, TFLs, pressures, you name it. I think if you get a good coordinator in here and you're able to – I know that the head coaching cycle is going to be crazy. I would imagine Clayton White gets some calls, but if he sticks around at South Carolina for what would be his sixth season as DC with the Gamecocks, I think if you run it back with the rest of these guys, maybe find a way to bring Sellers back. If not, go out and get a portal quarterback, in my opinion, or have Cutter Woods, whoever, and get a good OC in here that is proven and can win you some ball games. I think it's going to make a big difference because the thing that's missing with this year's team is, Cole, I don't even think the defense has been bad. I don't even feel like special teams has been that big of an issue. But it's the offense that has been so lackluster. Mm-hmm. And what do you need to win football games? You need to score points, and not enough of those have come this year. So get a good OC in here, and we'll see what happens. I think Beamer's still the right guy for this job. You just got to get this coordinator higher, right, 100%.
Jack, I lied to you. Last one. I know your team wasn't there. Your thoughts, was this a great World Series that ended last weekend? Did you partake because – or did you simply say, no, my team's not there, I'm not going to watch?
No, I enjoy baseball. I'm a baseball fan at heart, and I couldn't help but watch some of these games.
It was good, wasn't it?
Game 6 and 7 were very good. I think a lot of people have said this was the best World Series of all time. I might agree with that. I'm not sure if I would 100% say that.
It was good.
I would say this, though. Game 7 was definitely the best Game 7 I've ever seen. So what a great series it was with the Blue Jays and Dodgers.
Jack, you're the man. As always, appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Cole.
Jack Veltri, Gamecock Central.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.